Hey guys, I have a very, very, very special treat for you today. He is one of my most recent heroes and a wonderful man who actually runs the website pwayforums.com. I have Bill Preston on the phone with me. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
I'm good. So I wanted to give a little background. So Bill and I have known each other for probably about a year now. We're part of similar groups. Obviously, we do very similar things, and our main goal is to assist and help men learn about attraction and relationships and dating and just learn how to become that really confident, comfortable man. And so, again, I met Bill about a year ago, but a week ago, he came to my rescue and was my absolutely amazing hero when I was having some issues with my website. And Bill does have a background with websites and HTML code and all of that stuff, and he instantly was able to assist me and help me and get my site back up and running. So I'm very thankful to Bill and his little techie brain. So then, you know, he and I started talking, and I heard more about some of his recent projects that he's working on and also some of his experiences that he's had. And I thought it'd be really interesting to introduce him to you, because I think that he has a lot of wonderful techniques and teachings that I think would be really helpful. So yeah, Bill, do you want to tell me about you, about PWay Forums, a little bit about
Sure. So yeah, you know, I spent a few years living in New York City and kind of got involved in maybe what you'd call the pickup community. I had some guys that became very close friends that many people know. They run The Social Man. They were my personal friends. You probably know Christian Hudson, and some people know Nick Sparks. And so I really had the opportunity with them to kind of improve what we'll call my game, which is, you know, dating women and attracting women and, you know, running in their circle and being a close friend of theirs, really just kind of solidified everything that maybe I wasn't super good at in terms of women and dating. And then after that, you know, now I'm in an exclusive relationship. I'm very happy. You know, things are wonderful. But at the same time, I had a fantastic dating life when I was single in New York. And I kind of want to pass that on to people. So I created PWay Forums to share with guys, you know, kind of some of the things that worked for me and really interact with guys that are on there and help them answer their questions and kind of create a community. And then additionally, I also write articles and do some things to try to teach guys, you know, exactly what I would do when I was single and I was trying to approach women and generate attraction and date and keep the attraction and, you know, all the things that guys are trying to do. You know, it's not so much about, you know, especially some of the pickup artist stuff you see. Some people get really caught up in, you know, how many women you can date or this and that. And it's really more about dating enough women until you find one that is a perfect fit for you and then settling down, which is what I think almost every guy wants, is they want to find the right woman for them.
Exactly. That's actually really nice to hear. So that's what you were looking for, and you worked on bettering yourself so that you could be great for when you actually met that wonderful woman who did capture your heart, correct?
Exactly.
So that's, oh, I love that. That's fantastic. So PWay Forums, it's a free resource, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's free to sign up. There's really nothing. You can become a VIP member just for the privacy. You don't want to be asking really intimate questions and then maybe the person you're talking about or the person you went on a date with finding out about it. So there is that section. It's certainly not required, but some guys choose to go that route.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, I've been on there, obviously, so I've looked around and answered some questions and asked some questions myself, so I know that it definitely is a great resource. But why don't you tell me about a few of the things that you did with women in your dating experiences that probably helped you get to the place that you are now in your current relationship.
Right. Let me cover a couple of things. So I want to talk about some real simple ways to approach women and then kind of how you connect with them. And that, you know, one of the things that I kind of teach and really believe in is approaching women is scary primarily because most guys are scared about whether they can keep the interaction going and keep the attraction going. I mean, anybody can approach anybody, right? You approach people every day when you go into McDonald's and you order a cheeseburger. You know, you've never talked to that person before, but you're not nervous, and it's because you know how the interaction is going to go. So if you knew that after approaching a group of women or a woman you're interested in, if you knew that you had a plan to keep the attraction going, keep the interest level going, I don't think you'd be scared to approach at all. So
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's kind of common sense. So let me talk about a couple of those things, and then I'll hopefully, if we have time, I'll touch on some dating advice that really works.
Okay.
So approaching women, like, I was actually recently, I was at a golf tournament with some of my buddies, and there were some guys that really, really great guys, but they didn't have too much experience approaching women, and they were kind of intimidated by it, and they really wanted to see, you know, they kind of knew about my background, and they kind of were egging me on to approach this group of really hot women. And so I said, okay, well, you know, watch what I'm doing, and then I'll come back and explain it. And all I did was I walked up to the group of girls that were kind of in their little protected girl circle, right? They kind of have their back to everybody, and they're kind of, you know, it's very intimidating.
Yeah, of course. I've been in that circle. I've been that woman. I get it.
Yeah, so I walked up and I kind of just, you know, made eye contact with one of them, and she kind of looked towards me. I said, hey, come here for a second. I want to tell you a secret. And I kind of smiled. You know, it wasn't creepy in any way. And she kind of just turned a little bit towards me and took a step. So, and that's really key. At that point, everyone's trying to talk about isolating and getting a woman somewhere else. And as soon as a woman or a girl faces you, and even if she's even a half step away from her friends, you've now isolated her. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty important point to touch on. But what I said to her was, hey, listen, I have a secret for you. I want to tell you something, but you have to promise not to tell your friends. And she kind of looked at me and kind of smiled a little bit. And, you know, I was kind of, I wouldn't say I was being cocky, but I kind of had a little smile on my face. And so she took another step forward. And I said, you know, you promise you're not going to tell? And she goes, yeah. So I said, you know, and I pointed over to my friends. I said, see those guys over there? We were watching you guys, and, you know, you guys clearly are, you know, a really, really attractive group of women. But I wanted to tell you that we voted, and out of all your friends, you're definitely the sexiest. I'm not sure exactly why, but you are definitely the most attractive girl, and we just wanted to let you know that. But don't tell your friends. We don't want them to get jealous or anything. And that was kind of it. You know, I talked to her for a tiny bit, and then I said, just want to let you know that, and I walked away. And as I was walking away, my friends were, of course, watching her, and he said she completely was like smiling at me and you know, interested. And even after I came back and joined my friends, I was kind of talking to them and subtly explaining what happened. She kept looking over and, you know, kind of giving me the eyes, as you say.
Yeah.
And eventually I started talking to her, and it was just because I was so direct, and I, you know, I wasn't intimidated, and I gave her a huge compliment, but I kind of created a little rapport with her and our own little secret. And it worked fantastically. And,
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. Like that would 100% get me. And mainly because it also creates competition between me and my other friends, which is fantastic. And at that point I've won. Like, a lot of men are very focused on winning as well. That's a big goal for men, but for women, it's also winning over other women, being seen as more special, more attractive, more intelligent than the other women around her. Even if they're her closest friends, there always is that competitive nature. So that's 100%. That's a fantastic, wonderful move. It is totally sincere at the same time. It's not manipulation, and it's engaging.
Yeah. So a lot of guys, actually, when they give compliments, they're kind of looking for something in return. And the beauty of this is, you know, I didn't ask for a name. I didn't really ask for anything. It was just basically, here's a compliment and I'll see you later, which really was unique. And I don't think people are used to that. And, you know, obviously everyone likes compliments and they like feeling good. And, you know, before I approached her, she kind of was sitting there, even though she was kind of in her protective circle, she looked kind of bored, you know, really wasn't engaged with everybody. So it worked really well. And, you know, let me talk about the next thing. So, and that's kind of communicating with people and kind of connecting with them. So, you know, one of the things I like to do is I never ask the same boring questions. Let's say I just met a girl or we're on a date. You know, I never ask her what she does for a living or, you know, what – my dog's barking. AJ, you need to be quiet, buddy. All right, we'll cut from there.
That shows you're human. I love it.
All right, so another thing you want to do is when you're talking to a girl, now it can be someone you just met, it can be a first date, it really doesn't matter. You don't want to be the guy who asks the same questions that every single other guy is asked. You know, what do you do for a living? What's your political affiliation? You know, all those questions are boring.
Wait, what guys ask that on a first date? Is that like a standard? What's your religious background and what's your political affiliation?
So you sort of, yeah, I think guys do. You know, I think guys don't know what to say. So let me give you some advice on some of the things that I've said that really work. And, you know, if you do want to find out more about them, you can always say, well, when you're not working, what do you do for fun?
I love that.
So that's a, That's a great one. Another thing you can do is, you know, and let me touch on something real quick before we do that. And that has to do with cold reading. And guys have a little bit of an advantage when they're talking to women because women are more expressive than guys. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to any human, but particularly women, if you're saying something that they agree with, they'll do little subtle things that show that they agree. They'll either nod their head, their eyes will move up and down, they'll smile, they'll do just really, really subtle things that say they either agree with you or they or you're talking about something they enjoy or whatever. They will give you positive signs or positive feedback. On the other hand, if you're wrong or you're talking about something that makes them uncomfortable or they don't agree with you, they may not do anything. They might just stare at you. They might casually look away, but they won't give you that up and down motion.
Exactly.
So when you're talking to any human, but particularly a woman you're attracted to and you're trying to generate attraction, you want to actually look for that, because if she's just staring at you or she's kind of looking away and she's not giving you that keep going look, you better change topics.
Yeah. 100%. I, as a woman, I completely agree with you. It's called, for me, I call it a disconnect, where there's like nothing behind the eyes. And that's something that men should really start getting into noticing, is noticing when a woman is engaged, their eyes widen a little bit and then they lean forward slightly or possibly start playing with their hair or touching somewhere on their face or body. That means that they have a nervous feeling within themselves and an excited feeling. So those are good signs to look for, but a completely absent stare or looking around the room is never, ever a good sign.
Exactly. So another thing, a great conversational thread. So I have quite a few questions I actually ask, and I ask the same ones to pretty much every girl I've dated or met or anything, because, you know, obviously they don't know that these questions have been asked before. So you kind of make it a little spontaneous. But you say, hey, me and my friends are just talking about this. It's really kind of an interesting topic. We were talking about if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And then kind of the premise is, no matter what you pick, if you pick a milkshake, it's going to be nutritionally complete. You're not going to be unhealthy. You're not going to gain excess weight. You know, it's going to be perfect for you. But at the same time, you have to eat it every day. So, you know, don't pick chocolate cake, because after 3 days of chocolate cake, you're going to be completely, you know, sick to your stomach and not want to eat it. So you ask them that, and it's a really kind of fun question. And, you know, you'll learn a lot about them, and you really want to pay attention. A lot of guys don't do that when they're talking to girls also. They don't really pay attention. They don't show that they're listening. And there's a little technique I have, which is called learn, confirm, and affirm.
I love that. Even just the sound of it, I love.
It's true. It's a great way to remember, or to kind of remember to do it also. So what it means is, you know, in this case, I asked you what your favorite or what your food would be if you had to just pick one food. So I'm learning about you. Now, maybe you'd answer cheese. You know, you only eat cheese because there's so many different varieties and it goes well with wine and, you know, whatever your answer is.
Yeah.
I would immediately confirm that and say, you know, Marty, that's really interesting. So I love cheese myself. And maybe we talk a little bit about cheese. And what I'm kind of subtly doing is confirming that I heard you. I'm engaged on your answer. I'm giving you feedback on it. And then what I would do next is I would affirm that one of the things I like about you is that thing I just learned. So I would say, you know, Marty, I thought you were pretty cool before, but now I know you're really, really interesting and cool because we both enjoy the same food, or we both chose cheese. Now what that does is you're basically telling her, you're affirming to her that you like her for more than maybe just her body or her looks or, you know, all these other, you know, superficial kind of physical features that most guys maybe under the surface do like about the girl, but they also convey that. And no girl wants to feel like this guy only likes me because of a certain physical characteristic of mine. They want to know, everybody wants to be liked for who they really are.
Yeah, so you want to be liked for more.
I'm sorry?
They want to be liked for more. Everybody can notice that somebody's attractive when somebody comes up and digs a level deeper. And then what you're kind of doing is rewarding that person for it. And you're approving them.
Exactly.
One thing that I noticed in that conversation is that, and this is really important for my guys to hear, is that you are still saying what it is that you like. You're leading the conversation and you're asking her to be a part of your world. And then you're rewarding her saying, you know what? I had a vision in my mind of what the perfect person would say. And you just said what that perfect person would say, which makes her feel like she has, again, won something over other women in the room. But, you know, exactly. But the way that you asked it, especially, still shows that you're in control and you're not sucking up to her, being like, "Oh, what kind of food do you like? Oh, really? You like cheese? I like cheese too. You're absolutely amazing." Like that, that wouldn't work. And it's actually nauseating for me to even hear guys who talk that way. Because I was watching.
I think I just got chills from like.
Well, I was watching The Bachelorette last night. It just premiered, and they have all the intros for the guys, and literally I was cringing the entire time because so many of them just complimented her and, like, again, didn't listen to her afterwards. They just spoke over her. They had their set dialogue ready, and they just were like, "I want to spit this out really fast. I'm going to compliment you, say you're beautiful and amazing and wonderful," and then not listen or understand why I think those things. So I think what you just described is really, really important for guys, and I think it's great.
And it touches on something that's called investment. So instead of you just showering her with compliments, you actually have her kind of working for you. She described something about herself. She invested in you, and you approved of it. And you always, always like things more that you had to work for. It's just, it's one of the flaws in you know, human nature, where if you, know, somebody gives you a car, you don't really care about it. But if you work your butt off and buy a car, you're going to completely care for it differently than if it was a gift.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
And it's the same thing goes with, you know, dating and relationships.